A second plantation opened borders Ireland sees huge spike in non-Ukrainian refugees. By Peter Cattell on June 4, 2022. On top of tens of thousands of Ukrainian arrivals, open borders Ireland is now dealing with a massive spike in the number of non-Ukrainians entering the country to seek asylum. Having promised to take in hundreds of thousands of migrants ostensibly from Ukraine while also implementing a near-blanket amnesty for illegals already in the country, Open Borders Ireland is now dealing with a massive spike in the number of asylum claims arising from outside the country. The sudden increase, which authorities reportedly see as unexpected despite their soft approach towards illegal immigration, is putting even more pressure on Ireland's already failing infrastructure, with the head of one populist party in the country accusing the government of enabling a second plantation. According to information seen by the Irish Examiner, around 4,500 people from outside Ukraine have claimed asylum in Ireland so far this year, with over 1,450 making said claim within the last month alone. This is despite the fact that the government only reportedly expected a total of 3,500 non-Ukrainian asylum claims to be made throughout the entirety of 2022, a prediction that has now been blown out of the water. Officials now reportedly expect that this surge will put even more pressure on Ireland's already crumbling housing infrastructure, with the country currently in the midst of a crippling housing crisis which has seen native first-time buyers almost completely priced out of the market. Though this increase will no doubt only add to the current havoc within Ireland's housing, healthcare and public transport systems, the significant percentage hike in the number of de jure non-Ukrainians claiming asylum in the country is ultimately a drop in the ocean compared to the tens of thousands of ostensibly Ukrainian refugees already in the state. This too is on top of the ultimately unknown number of illegal immigrants who are to be granted permission to remain in the country thanks to a near-blanket migrant amnesty implemented by the country's Justice Minister, Helen McKenty. While senior ministers have already been secretly warned that their open borders politics will likely seriously damage the social cohesion of Ireland, with the populations of some towns having already doubled over a matter of weeks, authorities under the leadership of Europhile Prime Minister Micheál Martin have shown no sign of about-facing, a fact criticized by many on the populist right. A second plantation of Ireland is being encouraged by the government, rewarding illegal immigration with a pathway to citizenship and free social housing to those claiming asylum within 4 months, the Eurosceptic president of the Irish Freedom Party, Herman Kelly, told Breitbart Europe in relation to the current government's open borders politics. The populist leader, a former close ally of arch-Brexiteer Nigel Farage, went on to say authorities in the country have to stop incentivizing illegal immigration and bogus asylum claimants, saying that in too many places around the country Irish nationals have become a minority. The Irish people deserve a high-trust, low-friction society of national and social cohesion, Kelly went on to say. Every beast has its plane, and every nation deserves a country and land to call its own. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.